accusation to be expected by the preacher is that he or she has deviated from the pure, simple gospel message and is now dabbling in all kinds of modern issues. Depending on the locality, different but unflattering labels will often be applied. John Stott clearly senses the issue when speaking of the critics of relevant preaching. He says, they regard the quest for relevance in preaching as a surrender to worldliness. Those who give into it are dismissed as men-pleasers, whose main objective is to be trendy rather than godly. The extent to which this criticism can go knows no boundaries. Consequently, the preacher must honestly ask him or herself the question, am I preaching the true gospel to real people? If so, I must stand firm, no matter what the critics say.